That's all right. Well, we're not here to talk about that this week. But you've got some big events coming up in Calvert this weekend.
We do, yeah. Starting tomorrow, I can't believe it's already Thursday this week. It seems like it's flown by, but tomorrow we have our Pink Night, which is, you know, always a tradition in Calvert. It has been for many years. Carol Capps. This is the first year that we'll have it without her, and we definitely will be paying tribute to her at tomorrow night's event. But we're going back old school. We've had it in the park for the last 3 years because with COVID and all the things, you know, we're moving it outside. Now we're moving it back to the Civic Center. So it'll be Friday night. It starts at 5:30, and that's when the silent auction starts. And we've got some amazing, amazing silent auction items. I know Cindy's been working on it. She's got stuff from Costa Custom Automotive, Waste Path. They even donated a roll-off box. Which is, I mean, I think it's worth $500.
I was going to say, that'd be.
So that's awesome. There's facials and pedicures and manicures and all the things. But that is going to be from 5:30 to 6:30, so that'll be open during that time. And then at 6 o'clock, we're going to recognize survivors. So if you are a breast cancer survivor, you're welcome to join us that evening. And, you know, we'll recognize you. And then take a walk and honor those that we've remember those that we've lost, and then honor those that, you know, are still fighting the good fight.
Yep, and that'll be Friday nights when that all takes place.
Yep, tomorrow it's at the Civic Center, and it'll be indoors. It is our last Food Truck Friday, so we are moving the food trucks up to the Civic Center. So they'll be in that parking lot, so you can grab your food truck food, come into the Pink Walk, take a walk through the silent auction items, maybe bid on a couple of things. There'll be tables set up so that you can eat your dinner there, and then we'll start walking down Fifth Avenue.
That's wonderful. And there's no football game
There isn't.
Tomorrow night, so no reason not to come.
Well, see, there isn't a reason. Yep. Good, yep. Good. I planned that. I actually planned that.
There you go.
Not really, but I did. It's awesome.
5:30 p.m., a very important night, and the money that's raised, it's...
Yeah, the money that's raised will go to Kentucky Cancer Link. It actually has a local Western Kentucky side that it helps with all kinds of things that maybe insurance doesn't cover, so... Cold caps and hats, wigs, hotel stays, restaurant gift cards, things that you don't really think of until you're in the moment and you need those things, they help. And anything that we raise stays here in Western Kentucky and is available to our Western Kentucky folks. So it's a great cause.
It sure is. So make plans to be there tomorrow night, Calvert City. At the Civic Center, easy to find.
Yes. So. Also happening at the same time is the Pickled Pink Pickleball Night.
Oh, really?
So you can wear your pink, and they are also raising money for Kentucky Cancer Link. So you can go and play pickleball, bring a donation, and the whole Calvert City is going to be, there's going to be a lot of pink in Calvert.
Yeah, especially with pickleball.
Yes, Pickled Pink.
My goodness. All right, well, we'll get to a quick break, and we'll come back and visit with Blair Travis with Calvert City right after this break. 12 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and don't forget this weekend we'll have Kentucky football as the 5-0 number 20 Kentucky Wildcats will be in Athens. They'll have a tough task ahead of them. They face the number 1 ranked Georgia Bulldogs in SEC action. We'll have the pregame show for you at 4 o'clock. Kickoff will be at 6 o'clock from Georgia. That's the Cats and the Dogs. And as we mentioned, an old football game tomorrow evening. The Marshall County football team have the week off, and they'll be at home the next week to face Graves County in a district matchup. And we'll have that for you next Friday, but not this Friday. This Friday, you need to be in Calvert City.
Right? That's right. And you know what? The event ends on Saturday at 6 o'clock, so it's just enough time to watch and play.
You've planned this out perfect.
I know. You know, I'm glad, because we've been having those afternoon games. So I was like, oh, man, I've got to watch Georgia play. But, yeah, so on Saturday we have a great event planned. First, starting off the day, 7 o'clock in the morning, we've got our Kentucky Dam Fall Paddle Up. It's going to be a fun event there at the Kentucky Dam Boat Ramp. It's just below the dam by the Kentucky Dam Village Campground. And anyway, you put your kayak in there. The rescue squad will be there to help assist and make sure everybody's safe, you know, paddling down. Anybody's welcome to come. It's free to participate. And then you float down the river. It takes about 2 hours to get to Haddocks Ferry. And then at Haddocks Ferry, we'll get you out. And Calvert Cafe and Calvert Cafe and 50s Cafe, they have donated vouchers for us to use. So you get a free breakfast if you participate. So it's always a fun event that morning. And then it goes into the Calvert City River Folk Fest. And it's going to be a really fun event this year because we've partnered with Jackson Purchase, Friends of Bluegrass. And they have just taken over the stage with some great bluegrass acts. The music will be from 1 to 6 on that Saturday at the amphitheater. And then earlier in the day, we've got the Marshall County, excuse me, the Marshall County Humane Society. They are going to have a fun dog show off. So you can enter your dog in the dog show. It starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday at the amphitheater. That's October the 7th. And you can show off your adorable pup during this fun family-friendly dog show. They're going to give away prizes for best tail wagger, best trick, best costume, and best behaved. So you can. It's free to enter, but we do ask that if you participate or if you come to the dog show, to bring something for the Humane Society. They really desperately need our donations right now. I think that their donations are down a little bit, so anything that they get will help. So that's at 10 o'clock. Then at 11 o'clock, we have Brad Ray, who is a magician. He's going to be doing a magic show from 11 to 12. And then, our music starts at 1 o'clock. So that's the stage part. We have over 60 arts and craft vendors coming, and which is bigger than we've ever had in the park. I think last year we had 38. So we've definitely increased the number of arts and crafts. And there's some really amazing vendors that are going to be there. I know there's pottery and handmade jewelry and knitting and all kinds of things. Of course, then we'll also have our fall pumpkins and mums. They have a great deal on the pumpkins and mums. I think Chelsea and Victor from Lakeland Event Center, they're going to be having that tent or that booth, and they've got great deals on pumpkins and mums. It's right by the road, so it's easy to load into your car.
Victor will even take it to your car for you.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. But yeah, so that's going to be fun, and of course, lots of food trucks galore. But it starts at 10 and goes until 6.
And the music starts at 1 o'clock.
Yep, the music starts at 1 o'clock, and we've got a great lineup. We start with Kentucky Just Us, and then the Wheelhouse Rousters at 2:30, and then the Grascals will start and right after the Wheelhouse Rousters at 4 o'clock. They are a really popular band, and one of their musicians just got recognized for, Player of the Year, so wow. Pretty cool.
Wow, that's the Calvert City Folk Fest, and again, starts early that morning if you have a kayak. And yeah. Otherwise, as you mentioned, a lot of fun stuff that whole day. So they have the magician at 11, the arts and crafts. What time does that get started?
Everything starts at 10.
10, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Blair, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And again, that's Blair Travis with us this morning. Appreciate her taking time out of her busy schedule to visit with us and let us know about the events coming up this weekend. Also to local author Steve Asher, visited with us the first half of the show talking about Kentucky folklore. And again, he'll be at the Benton branch of the Marshall County Library on October 14th from 9 until noon. So there you go. And Kentucky football this weekend. So
go Cats.
We've got everything set. And the weather's supposed to be great, too, on Saturday. It's just looking sunny. highs in the low 60s.
I know. It's like our first fall day.
Yeah, it'll be perfect. So anyway, well, Greg, we'll send it back to you so you can get caught up on some commercials and get the stock market report. And we'll send it back to you.